Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Good morning, Chicagoland. Day player on 720 WGN. Good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Good morning, Mr. Dave Plyer.
Happy Valentine's and President's Day.
And President's Day. Washington's birthday, Lincoln's birthday.
All slammed combined into one weekend.
Yeah,
isn't that
touching?
And a little snow event, we'll call it.
Yeah, we'll call it a snow event. Yeah. In fact, as you mentioned, I'm looking at the latest in the series of forecasts that we get here in the newsroom. The latest reading, snow today, accumulation of 1 to 2 inches, depending on where you are. Overnight tonight, Sunday night into tomorrow, another total accumulation of a couple inches. So the forecasts that have been out since Friday saying as when it's all over, you know, until Monday morning, you know, 2 to 5 inches, it's probably pretty accurate.
It's been pretty mild as far as the winter goes, so
I guess
I'm okay
this
with
is
that.
The first this stretch of really frigid weather we've had. You know, it's one of the second. We had one like this in January, if you remember.
I hope my people are going to be downstairs to start my car before I leave and warm it up. Whoever they are,
the roads were everything was clear, and the roads, of course, were dry when I came in. So, any and all precipitation hasn't started yet.
It's going to happen this afternoon.
Yeah,
Well, let's talk a little bit about Valentine's Day. So, I've got a couple, like, you know, where does Valentine's Day come from? One was Dave, I found from 270 A.D. The Christian Church decided to place St. Valentine's feast day in the middle of February in an effort to Christianize the pagan celebration of Lupercalia. Celebrated at the Ides of February, it was a fertility festival dedicated to the Roman god of agriculture. Orion might be happy about that. as well as to the Roman founders Romulus and Remus. And all the young women in the city would place their names in a big urn. The city's bachelors would then choose a name and become paired for the year with his chosen woman.
And, arranged marriages.
Well, then it says these matches often ended in, ended in marriage, which is a really sad thing to say. It ended in marriage. Maybe the relationship started in marriage or continued
in marriage
or something like that, yeah. Then Pope Galatius declared February 14th, St. Valentine's Day. It wasn't until much later, however, that the day became associated with love. They say in France and England they made it on that day because it was the beginning of the birds' mating season.
Oh, okay.
So that's a little Valentine's Day.
There's a love angle in here any way you look at it, I
guess. Yeah. Speaking of popes, in 600 A.D., Pope Gregory the Great decreed saying God bless you is the correct response to a sneeze.
Okay.
So that goes back a far, far way.
I think I read one of the reasons why people say God bless you is, you know, in addition to being, you know, a wish for goodwill, is that if you were sneezing, chances are you were coming down with something.
It's
you
true.
Were going to be sick.
Yeah.
So,
you're blessing them.
You know, God bless you, meaning stay well.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. Here's another little marriage thing that just came out. There's a marriage capital they've identified at every state as the highest percentage of married adults in what U.S. city per state. The number one city in Illinois, with 65.4% of the residents being married, is, you want to take a guess? Northern suburb.
A northern suburb?
It's a northern suburb. It's the highest population of married people.
All of a sudden,
Northbrook.
Northbrook.
Northbrook wins.
Northbrook.
A little Valentine's Day trivia for you there.
Okay.
Let's see here. 1906, Kellogg and Company founded Battle Creek Toasted Corn Flakes. It was later Kellogg's. Let's take a listen.
Get on the Kellogg's old brand wagon with the best brand in the land.
Just seeing your
face,
Dave.
This one goes back before me, man.
This is very early 50s.
Be a regular guy and climb aboard the
Be a regular guy.
Be Kellogg's old brand. How a couple of folks started out with all brand.
Time was, their breakfasts were gloomy. They just didn't.
It's really cheered everybody up. Very nice. A little Kellogg's cornflakes. 1913, just 7 years later, the first prize was inserted into a Cracker Jack box. Let's take a listen.
What do you call a kid who can die like that?
1960s. Do you remember this spot?
There was one earlier than this.
Yeah, this is the one I grew up with. I think this was more familiar.
What do you call a snack with a secret toy surprise in the back? Peanuts and popcorn that make your lips smack. It's caramel coated Cracker Jack.
There you go.
When you're really
I'm actually watching, right now I'm watching... So it's kind of crazy.
Have to go back and find the one that was on earlier than that. I remember.
Like a 1950s one? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
In early All right. 60s.
All
yeah.
right. Speaking of which, I'm watching Antenna TV to my left here next to the boards. And George Burns and Gracie Allen, they debuted as regulars on the Guy Lombardo Show. So 1932 is when they first paired. Yep. 1933, first issue of Newsweek magazine. 1944, Batman and Robin comic strip premiered in the newspapers. Classic. So it was obviously a newspaper before it was a movie serial. So it was a movie serial in the theaters, a couple different ones before the 1966 series started, which celebrates also 50 years this year.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
All these 50th anniversaries coming up.
There's a lot. Actually, it's the 40th anniversary, 40th, of Laverne and Shirley. I'm going to have Cindy Williams and Penny Marshall next week.
Oh, right. You had mentioned that earlier.
Shlemiel Schlemazel. We'll have them on next week. It'll be fun. All right, 1945, the U.S. Fifth Fleet launched the invasion of Iwo Jima against the Japanese with 30,000 Marines, and that's where that famous photo and sculpture that we see of the men fighting with the flag is from, in honor of.
Yeah, I had seen so many stories of that about, you know, the some of the people that were there or the photographer was, you know, everybody was exhausted, but they had won, and it was just one of those moments where as their flag was being raised and, you know, they were in various poses and not, you know, pre-planned. It just turned out that way.
Right.
And they shot the picture and that was it.
That was it. Iconic.
Yeah.
Absolutely iconic. 1970, the Chicago 7 defendants were found innocent of inciting to riot. Let's just take a little listen of a news report.
The defendants, Abby Hoffman, Jerry Rubin, John Freund, Dave Dellinger, Lee Weiner, Tom Hayden, Rennie Davis, and Bobby Seale, are each charged with the intent to organize, promote, and encourage riots. They are also charged collectively with conspiracy to commit these offenses.
The charges really said is that the group of eight people agreed. The agreement was the crime.
The law under which the Chicago Eight are indicted is the anti-riot provision of the Civil Rights Act of 1968.
So a little bit about the Chicago 7, Chicago 8. 2014, The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, this week premiered. I kind of forgot about that. That usually these shows always premiere in the fall. Jay Leno, I think, pretty much wrapped up his show, and Jimmy Fallon premiered, I believe, after the Super Bowl. In 2014.
It's been 2 years since Leno has been gone?
Yeah, believe it or not. Here is a little segment, a little inappropriate segment, so listen closely, of Jimmy Fallon.
Be nice here.
With Amy Schumer. Good morning on a Sunday morning. Here we go.
It was pretty crazy news about Letterman yesterday.
Yeah.
It was kind of shocking.
I pulled the wrong clip. This is of Fallon talking about David Letterman and how he's an icon to him. We'll take a little listen.
Amazing. Great shows. And then, you know, I think it was after Saturday Night Live, he asked me to guest host for him when he had shingles.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I got the bug, you know. Yeah.
not the shingles.
No, not the shingles. But
that's hard to get rid of.
That's where I got shingles. Yeah. That's where I remember it now. That's
but you know what all the hosts did, I believe Conan O'Brien, when Letterman retired, said at the beginning of his show, listen, do me a favor. Just go turn it on Letterman. You can watch me later.